Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Rav Yoel ben Rav Pinchas Halevi, Le'ili Nishmaso, who was recently nifter. The shir is going to be based on the Sefer Me'marom of the holy Rav Charlap Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha on page Aleph of the Sefer Ori V'Yishi. This is the seventh volume of the Me'marom, and this is the volume that talks about Elul and Shuva. And Rav Charlap's words are always profound and enlightening and inspiring, and hopefully will lead us to higher madrigas in Avodas Hashem. We learn in Maseches Kedushin Adaf Mem Amud Beis that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that a Rosh Gomer all the days of his life, and he does tshuva at the end, everything is erased. Ein maskirin lo shuv risho. Shenamar v'rishas harosh lo yikasha bo b'yom shuv mirisho. The second he does tshuva, It's for foul and it all goes away. It's all finished. He doesn't have to worry about any of the bad that he did. So that's talking even about an old man. Even about somebody who doesn't have the same test again. The moment he does tshuva, it's all erased. All of his bad deeds. But l'chora is shver, because the Gemara says, Hechi dami baal tshuva. What's a baal tshuva? And Rabbi Yehuda says that he has the opportunity to do the Avera once and once again, and he doesn't do it. Rabbi Yehuda explains there, same girl, same time, same place, same station. So that's a Baal Tshuva. So how can Rashbi say that you can be a Baal Tshuva even if he does Tshuva Mamash, 116-year-old man? But Rabbi Yehuda says in the Gemara that you have to be put in the same Nisayon again. That's a Baal Tshuva. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai implies that it's not a Baal Tshuva. You don't need that to be a Baal Tshuva. The Rambam paskins this lahalacha, that a person does this avera, and the way to do tshuva for it is to be put in the same situation and not to do the avera. And if he does tshuva at the end of his life, so it's not the same. Because in Halacha Beis, he writes, "Umayat shuvu shiyazav achotei chetav yasir machshavta v'yigmor belibo shlo yase od chen yisnachem al aver v'yadil avidya talum sheyosi lazeched laolam." That you remove the sin from your mind, you're never doing it again, you regret it. That's in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. But in Halacha Aleph, he says, "Ezui tshuva gemura." What's the best tshuva? That you had the opportunity to do the avera, and he didn't do it. And he didn't do the Avera. He withstood the test. So you see from the Gemara and from the Rambam that the best tshuva is withstanding the test. And a lower level tshuva is that you didn't have to withstand the test, you just regretted what you did and decided never to do it again. It doesn't matter when you did that tshuva. However, from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Gemara in Kiddushin Adaf Mem, it is implicit that you can do tshuva gemura even if you don't have this nisayon again. So how's that going to work? That's our arbit here to figure out. Not only that, but it says that you have to do tshuva so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your witness. God, who knows all the secrets of your heart, testifies that you're not going to do this sin again. How is that possible? That you do such a tshuva that God says you're never going to do it again. Right? When a person's in Yom Kippur and he's davening, so he feels really remorse, regretful, and he's not going to do it again. But that's only because his Yetzer Hara isn't aroused. So at that moment, the hormones aren't pumping, so he says, I'm not going to do the Avera. He doesn't have the Nisayon in front of him. But if he would be in that matzav, we would have the Nisayon in front of him. Who says he'd be able to withstand the test? Right now, the Rav Chalap says he doesn't have the koach hatavati. But when the taiva comes back, what's going to stop him from doing the aveira again? The Gemara says you have to withstand the test twice. The Rambam says you have to withstand the test once. Seems the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. So how do you get to that point? where you're never going to do the Avera again. So we know the rule that Avera, Avera is Avera. That one Avera brings about another Avera. We know one thing leads to the next. So first of all, it's telling us how terrible an Avera is. That an Avera just leads you to a second Avera. But it's telling us something else. That the Jews are so holy that they can't do an Avera unless they first did an Avera. They did an Avera first. A Jew do an Avera? How can it be? We don't do Averas. So how do we do an Avera? It must be we did an Avera first. The only problem is, how do we do the first Avera? And the answer is that there are mitzvahs aseis and there are mitzvahs los aseis. Mitzvahs aseis are kedusha, and they help us not fall in the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And there's mitzvahs los aseis, which is tumah. So the question of how we get to the tumah of a mitzvahs los aseis, that's takashver. We're Jews, we're holy. But that we're weak in fulfilling mitzvahs aseis, that's not a problem. Because we have to really work hard and getting excited about doing mitzvahs, about putting on our tefillin and davening and learning. That we can be a little weakened at times. So that's this. That's the solution to our question, to our problem. How do we do the first Avera? The answer is Hisrashlus and Mitzvah Seh. And the Mitzvah Seh that people are weakest in is Bittul Torah. Famous saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater and Avodah Zarah Gila Raya Shvichus Damin, he wasn't Mevater on Bittul Torah. The root of all the Averis is weakness in a mitzvah saseh, and the biggest mitzvah saseh is to learn. And people are definitely weak in that. They waste time here, they waste time there. They talk and they talk and they go here and they go there. And they're on the computer and they're on Facebook and they're reading the newspaper and just a lot of wasted time. That's Bittul Torah. So when it comes to not doing a mitzvah saseh, on one hand it's easy. Because Chazal say that all you have to do is tshuva and Hashem is mocha you immediately. But mitzvah sheni, it's not so easy. Because you can erase an Avera, but how do you get the mitzvah? You lost out on the Kedusha of the mitzvah. So how does tshuva get you the Kedusha of the mitzvah? You're not poel the Kedusha by doing tshuva. Person misses a day of tefillin. It's very nice, he feels badly about it, but how does he get the Kedusha of the tefillin? So pshat is like this, that every lo saseh has two aspects. Number one, that a person rebelled against Hashem. Number two, it's poison. It's tumah. So that's all lo saseh, is that you're over b'kum vaseh. Number one, there's the rebellion against Hashem. And number two, there's the tumah. But aseis are different. Aseis only have the merida, the rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to fix, but there's no tumah by not being mekayimah, there's a lack of kedusha, but there's no tumah. So when he does tshuva, he's mekabel al malchus shemayim, and his rebellion is atoned for. Mashen ken averus lo saseh. So you're right, the person when he does tshuva, there's a kapara that he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there needs to be something else when Hashem is mochel the person. And he needs to clean out the tumah. All the impurity, all the poison. So that's a big yisod, that every mitzvah asei has one aspect and the los asei has two. The asei is the merida, and the los asei is the merida and the tumah. And based on this, we can understand the Gemara in Zvachim and of Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ola Doronu. An Ola is a gift. Hechidami. What's the case of the Ola being a gift? Idaleka tshuva, if the person didn't do tshuva on his mitzvah saseh because it's for a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah lo saseh, we have other karbanos. So if he didn't do tshuva for the aseis that he was over, so zevach rishayim toeva, the Gemara says, it's an abomination, this karban. So it can't be that he didn't do tshuva. If he did tshuva, the Gemara says he doesn't need anything else. The Gemara says that the Braisa says that if you do tshuva, Hashem is mochel immediately. So what's the ola coming for? Can't be for a lo saseh, but it also can't be for an aseh. If it's for an aseh, If he didn't do tshuva, it's a toeva. And if he did tshuva, then he doesn't need the carbon. So it must be that it's a gift. It's a dora, it's a gift. Frekt Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, specter, the of basin of kovne. Maybe the Gemara should have said that we're talking about a person who did tshuva meyira. And when a person does tshuva meyira, all of his mazits turn into shogegs. And that's why he needs to bring this ola in order to make it, to bring his tshuva to a different level. So it's not zevach roshayim toeva, but he still needs the carbon. Because he did tshuva meyira, and now he needs the carbon still. However, based on what we said, we have a teretz to Rebbe Chanan's kasha. Because the losa say has two elements, the rebellion and the tumah. So when it comes to the rebellion, even tshuva meyira is good enough. Because before there wasn't all machal shemayim, and now he's makabel al machal shemayim. Why does he need the tshuva meyava? He needs the tshuva meyava for the tumah part, for part two of the aver, for the second element of the aver, the second aspect, the tumah. For that, he needs tshuva meyava to completely clean. But since we're talking here about assays, all you need is tshuva meyira. All you need to do is fix the rebellion part. But there is no tumah. So Mela, we have a big chiddush that for mitzvah say, tshuva me'av is not necessary. Because mitzvah say, what we're doing is fixing the rebellion part, the merida, and for that tshuva me'ir is enough. Now you're makabel al machshamayim again, the merida is over. Mashain kain. The tumah part, for that mitzvah say doesn't need, there is no tumah for not being makabel mitzvah say. So you don't need tshuva me'av. So the Gemara can't be talking about a person who is shav me'ira and he still needs the carbon, because once he's shav me'ira, that's more than enough for a mitzvah say. That's why the Gemara had to say that it's a gift. So in order to fix the assay and the and to know that we're not gonna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made, that we're not gonna return to this sin forever, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the source. How do we fix the source? How do we get this Kedusha back that we lost out by not fulfilling the mitzvah saseh? The answer is that we have to go deep. And if we go deep, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. So let's see. It says in Medrash Rabban, Vayeshev Ruven El Abor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Ruven, nobody ever sinned before me and did tshuva, and you started doing tshuva. So your children are also going to start doing tshuva. And who is that? Hoshea. As it says in Hoshea, and then we quote a pasuk, Hoshea talks all about tshuva. So Hoshea, Reuven's great-grandson, opened up tshuva. So tshuva, Hoshea is the tshuva teacher. He's the tshuva guide. So if you go to Hoshea, you learn how to do tshuva. It says in Hoshea, v'zerati ali be'eretz, I'll plant you in the land, and I will have mercy on the one who didn't have mercy, and I'll say to my nation, that's not my nation, you're my nation, and he's going to say, you're my God. So we have a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hand of his prophet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have mercy on us even though we don't have mercy, and he's going to recognize us as his nation even though we didn't recognize us as recognize him, and in the end, Hu Yomar Elokai, we're going to say that he's our God. So there are two types of yiras. There's a yiras ha'onesh, a yiras tatah, a lower yira, and there's yiras ha'romamos, loving Hashem. That's yira ilah. So usually people think that first you have to get yiras ha'onesh, and then you come to yira ilah, you come to the higher level of yiras ha'romamos, the exalted glory of God. However, look in the Gemara in Brachos. This is the Gemara in Brachos of Hamad Aleph, that a person has to anger his Yetzer HaTov against his Yetzer Hara. If he wins, good. And if not, he should learn Torah. And if he wins, good. And if not, he should read Shema. If he wins, good. If not, he should remind himself of the day of Misa. So it started, it went melamal lamata, from above to below. First, it starts with the Yira Ilah, with Torah and Shema, and then afterwards it gets to the Yira Tata. So the answer is, you're right, normally we go from milamala, milamata, lamala. However, you need both. You can't just have Yira Tata. You can't just have Yira Ilah. You need them both. Because a person is made up of a body and a soul. And the body understands the body language, and the soul understands the soul language. And the language of the body is Yira Tata, is Onesh. And the language of the soul is Yira Ilah, is Aromamus, Avas Hashem. So our job is to bring to both, that we should have this lower level of fear of God, of simple fear that we're going to be hurt, it's not going to be pleasant for us. And then we have to go to with that, we have to bring the Yira Ilah, the higher level of Yira. The Yira of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Ava, Samalcha Nafshi, that's the Nefesh. To the body, you have to speak to the body's language. You have to tell the body, it's not kedai for you to sin. It's going to be painful. So you have to give both. You have to give the body what the body needs and the soul what the soul needs. So, Pshat in the Gemara is, you need all three. You need the Yasuk B'Torah and the Kriya Shema, but you also need the Yasuk L'Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa is for the body. Samalcha Nafshi Kamalcha Basari. The body should also want God. You have to get the body involved too. And then the Nefesh with the Torah and the Kriya Shema. So we have to elevate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the Yira Tato, we have to also have Yira Ilah, to be Misaneg Al Hashem. How do we get this Ava Yonah? The answer is Hiskalus B'Klal Yisrael Am Kedosha. We're connecting ourselves to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashir Shechina Al Yochid. Zer Yisrael Avdo B'nei Yaakov B'chirav. It's all of Klal Yisrael. Then we get the Chesed of Hashem. Lo Ruchama Yomar Ruchama. Lo Ami Yomar Amiyata. We weren't merciful. God's going to give us mercy. We weren't His nation. We're going to become His nation. And every individual is going to say that Elokai, says Hosea. Every individual is going to say that you're my God. So we have to think about the greatness, the godless of Klal Yisrael. Connect to that, connect to the holiness of the Jews, this mystical concept called Knesset Yisrael, the collective soul of the Jewish people. And through that, do Tshuva Ilah. And that fixes everything. And then the Chesed of Tshuva comes down to the world. And based on this, we can understand Rashbi that we opened up with. Aye, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, you need to withstand the test in order to do tshuva. Why does Rashbi say it doesn't? Rashbi implies that you don't need to do anything else, just tshuva. You don't need to withstand another test. And the answer is because the pasuk he quotes is Yechezkel Lamed Gimel. And Yechezkel Lamed Gimel, the pasuk is Verisha Sarasha Leikasha Babiyom Shuva Merisho. He's not going to be nichshol in his resha the day he returns from his resha. That's talking about somebody who does tshuva me'ava, like it says in the Yuman Pevav Amid Beis. Reish Lakish says that his zedonos becomes schuyos. And we bring a pasuk from Yechezkel from that same perek, and it's talking about tshuva me'ava. You can't do tshuva me'ava unless you have ava for all Jews. So that's how to fix everything, Rabosai. Tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava is realizing the greatness of Klal Yisrael and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself in the world through us. And based on this, we can understand Rabbi Meir and Yuma. Gedola tshuva shebishvil yachad shasa tshuva mochum ala kol olam kulo. Shenem ha'erbo mishuva samoy ben adav kishav api mimenu. Tshuva is so great that a yachid does tshuva, we're mochul him in the whole world. How is that? Because you connect to Klal Yisrael. You're miskash of Avas Yisrael, so that's you open up this window of chesed for the whole world. In the Gemara in Yuma, after this maimer of Rabbi Meir, it says, Hechi dami baal tshuva. So that's a different type of tshuva. We're asking what's a baal tshuva, and then we say he has to withstand the test. That's the lower level tshuva. The higher level tshuva of being miskasha with all of Klal Yisrael, that taka brings mechila to the yachin and to the whole world. Not only that, but in order to do true tshuva, we have to learn Torah. Hashivenu avinu l'sara secha brochat Hashem rotzim b'shuva. In the brach of tshuva, we start with Torah. Barasi yetzahar, barasi Torah tavlin. If we're osek b'Torah, Chazal say, we're not nimser b'yada yetzahar, if not, you are. And therefore, we have to take all of our hergeshim and bring them to the level of Torah. And we have to learn the hilchos tshuva b'iyun. And we have to argue about the different shittas harishonim and understand what everybody says. So here I'll give a little bit of a plug. And on yutorah.org, there's a whole long collection of Shiurim and Hilchos Tshuva Be'iyun, given by Elchanan Erman, a person that you may or may not have heard of. So that's the Yisod, to do Tshuva, is to learn about Tshuva Be'iyun. And through this, all of your Hageshim, all of your feelings become Torahdik, and with Torah we're definitely going to be saved. So we learn two aspects of Yira, Yira's Haromimus, and Yira's Ha'onesh, and you need them both. And we learn that Yira's Haromimus, Ava, that brings Tshuva, that brings Mechila, you don't have to withstand any more tests. Only if you do the lower level Tshuva, you have to withstand tests. And we learn that you have to speak to the body in its language and the soul in its language. Samalacha nafshi, kamalacha basari. We learn the new pshat, we learn the teretz, the kash of Yisrael Chan Inspector. Why doesn't the Gemara say that you're talking about that an ola is for a person who did tshuva, but he only did tshuva a year, and the ola is to elevate the tshuva? And the answer is, if it's a mitzvah saseh, he doesn't need anymore, because a mitzvah saseh only has a merida, whereas a mitzvah lo saseh has two aspects, it has merida and the tumah. But tshuva meira fixes the merida. However, to fix everything, to fix the chesronos that we have from not doing the mitzvah say, we have to be miskasher to all of Klal Yisrael, elevate ourselves and elevate the whole world with us. So we should all be zochem yitz Hashem, lachzor b'tshuva shlema me'ava, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.